Chapter 27.
1. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 2. And you, son of man, lift up a lament in Tyre. 3. And say to Tyre, O you who dwell at the entrances of the sea, a merchant of the peoples for many coastlands, so says Adonai Yahweh, O Tyre, you have said, I am perfect of beauty. 4. In the heart of the seas are your borders, your builders have perfected your beauty. 5. They have made for you all your planks of fir trees of Sinir. They have taken a cedar from Lebanon to make a mast for you. 6. They have made your oars of the oaks of Bashan. They made your deck with ivory from the coast of Kittim, daughter of Assyria. 7. Your sail was of fine linen with embroidered work from Egypt, an ensign for you, violet and purple from the coasts of Elisah was your covering. 8. The residents of Sidon and Arvad were rowers to you. Your wise ones, O Tyre, they were your sailors. 9. The elders of Baal and her wise ones were with you, making strong your seams. All the ships of the sea and their seamen were with you, to exchange your merchandise. 10. Persia and Lud and Lydia were in your army, men of war to you, they hung the shield and the helmet in you. They gave you a splendor. 11. The sons of Arvad and your army were on your walls all around, and warriors were in your towers. They hung their weapons on your walls all around, they have perfected your beauty. 12. Tarshish was your trader from the multitude of your wealth. With silver, iron, tin, and lead, they gave for your wares. 13. Javan, Tubal and Meshech, they were your merchants, they gave the souls of men and vessels of bronze for your goods. 14. From the house of Togarma they gave horses and war horses and mules for your wares. 15. The sons of Dedan were your merchants, many coastlands were the traffic of your hand. Tusks of ivory and ebony they brought as your gift. 16. Syria was your trader from the multitude of your works, with jewels, purple, and embroidered work, and fine linen, and coral, and rubies they gave for your wares. 17. Judah and the land of Israel were your merchants, with wheat from Minnith and Panag, and honey and oil and balm they gave for your goods. 18. Damascus was your trader in the multitude of your works, from the multitude of all your wealth, in the wine of Helbon, and white wool. 19. And Dan and Javan going about gave for your wares, smooth iron, cassia, and cane were among your goods. 20. Dedan was your merchant in loose cloths for writing. 21. Arabia and all the rulers of Kedar, they were traders of your land in lambs and rams and goats, in them was your trade. 22. The merchants of Sheba and Ra'ama were your merchants, with the chief of all the spices, and with every precious stone and gold, they gave for your wares. 23. Haran, and Cana, and Eden, the merchants of Sheba, Assyria, Chilmaid were your merchants. 24. They were your merchants in perfect things, in violet cloth and embroidered work, and in carpets of many colors, with tightly bound cords, and cedars among your merchandise. 25. The ships of Tarshish were the travelers of your goods. And you were filled and made very glorious in the heart of the seas. 26. Your rowers made you come into great waters, the east wind has broken you in the heart of the seas. 27. Your wealth and your wares and your goods, your seamen and your sailors making strong your seams, and the traders of your goods, and all your men of war who are in you, and all your assembly in your midst, shall fall into the heart of the seas in the day of your ruin. 28. At the sound of the cry of your sailors the pasture lands will shake. 29. And all who handle the oar shall come down from their ships, the seamen, all the sailors of the sea. They shall stand on the land, 30, and will make heard their voice against you, and will cry bitterly, and will cause dust to go up on their heads, they will wallow in the ashes. 31. And they shall be bald for you and gird with sackcloth, and they shall weep for you with bitterness of soul, a bitter wailing. 32. And in their wailing they shall lift up a lamentation and lament over you, saying, Who is like Tyre, as one silenced in the midst of the sea? 33. When your wares went out from the seas, you satisfied many peoples. With the plenty of your riches and your goods, you enriched the kings of the earth. 34. At this time you were broken from the seas. By the depths of the waters your goods and all your assembly have fallen in your midst. 35. All those living in the coastlands are appalled at you, and their kings are shivering in the tempest, their faces tremble. 36. The traitors among the peoples hiss over you, you have become terrors. And until forever you shall not be.
Chapter 28.
1. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 2. Son of man, say to the ruler of Tyre, so says Adonai Yahweh, because your heart is lifted up, and you have said, I am an El, I sit in the seat of Elohim, in the heart of the seas, yet you are a man, and not an El, though you give your heart as the heart of Elohim. 3. Behold, you are wiser than Daniel. Every one of the secret things are not hidden to you. 4. With your wisdom and with your understanding you have made riches for yourself, and have worked gold and silver into your treasuries. 5. By your great wisdom, by your trade you have multiplied your riches, and your heart is lifted up because of your riches. 6. So Adonai Yahweh says this, because you have given your heart as the heart of Elohim. 7. Behold, so I will bring on you awesome strangers of the nations. And they shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom and will profane your splendor. 8. They will cause you to go down to the pit, and you shall die the deaths of the slain in the heart of the seas. 9. Will you still say, I am of the Elohim before him who strikes you? But you are a man, and not El, in the hands of him who kills you. 10. You shall die the deaths of the uncircumcised, by the hand of strangers. For I have spoken, says Adonai Yahweh. 11. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 12. Son of man, lift up a lament over the king of Tyre, and say to him, so says Adonai Yahweh, you seal the measure, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. 13. You have been in Eden, the garden of Elohim. Every precious stone was your covering, the ruby, the topaz, and the jasper, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the turquoise, and the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of your tambourines and of your pipes in you. In the day you were created, they were prepared. 14. You were the cherub that protected with your outstretched wings, and I had put you in the set-apart mountain of Elohim, where you were. You walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. 15. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created, until iniquity was found in you. 16. By the multitude of your trade, they filled your midst with violence, and you sinned. So I cast you profaned from the mountain of Elohim, and I destroyed you, O covering cherub, from among the stones of fire. 17. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty, you corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor. I have cast you to the earth. I will put you before kings, that they may see you. 18. By the host of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trade, you have defiled your set-apart places. So I brought a fire from your midst and it shall devour you, and I will give you for ashes on the earth in the sight of all who see you. 19. All who know you among the peoples shall be appalled at you. You shall be terrors, and you will not be forever. 20. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 21. Son of man, set your face against Sidon and prophesy against her. 22. And say, so says Adonai Yahweh, behold, I am against you, O Sidon, and I will be glorified in your midst. And they shall know that I am Yahweh when I have done judgments in her and shall be sanctified by her. 23. And I will send a plague into her, and blood into her streets. And the slain will fall in her midst by the sword, on her from all around. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. 24. And there will not be a pricking briar or a painful thorn to the house of Israel any more from all who surround them, those who hate them. And they shall know that I am Adonai Yahweh. 25. So says Adonai Yahweh, when I have gathered the house of Israel from the peoples among whom they are dispersed, and have been sanctified in them in the sight of the nations, then they shall dwell on their land which I have given to my servant Jacob. 26. And they shall dwell in it securely and shall build houses and plant vineyards. Yes, they shall dwell securely when I have done judgments on all those who hate them round about them. And they shall know that I am Yahweh their Elohim.
Chapter 29.
1. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, in the 12th of the month, The word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 2, Son of man, set your face against Pharaoh king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against Egypt, all of it. 3, Speak and say, So says Adonai Yahweh, Behold, I am against you, Pharaoh king of Egypt, the great monster who lies in the midst of his rivers, who has said, My river is mine, and I, even I, have made it. 4, But I will put hooks in your jaws, and I will cause the fish of your rivers to stick to your scales. And I will bring you up from the midst of your rivers, and all the fish of your rivers shall stick to your scales. 5, And I will leave you to the wilderness, you and all the fish of your rivers. You shall fall on the face of the field, you shall not be removed or gathered. I have given you to the beasts of the field and to the birds of the heavens for food. 6, And all those living in Egypt shall know that I am Yahweh, because they have been a staff of reed to the house of Israel. 7, When they took hold of you by your hand, you crushed and tore off all their shoulder. And when they leaned on you, you shuddered and made all their loins stand. 8, So Adonai Yahweh says this, Behold, I will bring on you a sword and cut off from you man and beast. 9, And the land of Egypt shall become for a desolation and a waste, and they shall know that I am Yahweh, because he has said, The river is mine, and I have made it. 10, So, behold, I am against you and against your rivers, and I will give the land of Egypt for an utter waste and a desolation, from Migdol to Sion, even to the border of Ethiopia. 11, The foot of man shall not pass through it, and the foot of beast shall not pass through it, and you shall not dwell 40 years. 12, And I will make the land of Egypt a desolation in the midst of the lands that are desolate, and her cities shall be desolate among the wasted cities 40 years. And I will disperse Egypt among the nations and disperse them among the lands. 13, For so says Adonai Yahweh, At the end of 40 years, I will gather Egypt from the peoples there where they are scattered. 14, And I will return the captivity of Egypt and will make them return to the land of Pithros, to the land of their origin. And they shall be a lowly kingdom there. 15, It shall be the lowest of the kingdoms, and it shall not lift itself any more above the nations. And I will diminish them so that they will not rule over the nations. 16, And it shall not be any more as confidence for the house of Israel, recalling the iniquity of their turning after them. And they shall know that I am Adonai Yahweh. 17, And it happened in the 27th year, in the first month, in the first of the month, the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 18, Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon made his army to serve a great service against Tyre. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder was rubbed bare. Yet there was no hire to him or to his army from Tyre, for the service that he had served against it. 19, So Adonai Yahweh says this, Behold, I will give to Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon the land of Egypt. And he shall lift up her host and plunder her plunder, and seize her prey. And it shall be hire for his army. 20, For his labor which he served against it, I have given him the land of Egypt, because they work for me, declares Adonai Yahweh. 21, In that day I will make a horn spring up to the house of Israel, and I will give to you the opening of the mouth in their midst. And they shall know that I am Yahweh.
Chapter 30
1, And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 2, Son of man, prophesy and say, So says Adonai Yahweh, Howl, alas for the day. 3, For the day is near, even the day of Yahweh is near, a day of clouds, it shall be the time of the nations. 4, And the sword shall come on Egypt, and anguish shall be in Ethiopia, when the slain shall fall in Egypt. And they shall take her host, and her foundations shall be raised. 5, Ethiopia, and Lydia, and Lud, and all the mixed people, and Chub, and the sons of the land of the covenant with them, shall fall by the sword. 6, So says Yahweh, even those leaning on Egypt shall fall, and the pride of her power shall go down. From Migdol to Sion they shall fall with her by the sword, declares Adonai Yahweh. 7, And they will be ruined amidst the lands being wasted. And her cities shall be in the midst of the desolated cities. 8, And they shall know that I am Yahweh when I set a fire in Egypt, and all her helpers shall be crushed. 9, In that day messengers shall go out from before me in ships, to terrify the confident Ethiopia, and anguish shall be on them as on the day of Egypt. For behold, it is coming. 10. So says Adonai Yahweh, I will make the multitude of Egypt cease by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon. 11. He and his people with him, awesome of the nations, shall be brought to ruin the land. And they shall draw their swords against Egypt and fill the lands with the slain. 12. And I will make the rivers dry and sell the land into the hand of evil ones. And I will waste the land and her fullness by the hand of strangers. I, Yahweh, have spoken. 13. So says Adonai Yahweh, I will also destroy the idols, and I will make vanities cease from Noph. And there shall not any longer be a ruler of the land of Egypt. And I will put fear in the land of Egypt. 14. And I will make Pithros desolate, and I will set a fire in Zoan, and I will do judgments in Thebes. 15. And I will pour my fury on Sin, the strength of Egypt. And I will cut off the multitude of Thebes. 16. And I will set a fire in Egypt, Sin agonizing shall agonize, and Thebes shall be broken through, and Noph shall have daily woes. 17. The young man of Aven and Pibeseth shall fall by the sword, and they shall go into captivity. 18. At Tipanhas, the day has been dark when I shatter there the yokes of Egypt. And the pride of her strength shall cease in her, a cloud shall cover her, and her daughters shall go into captivity. 19. And I will do judgments in Egypt. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. 20. And it happened in the 11th year, in the first month in the 7th of the month, the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 21. Son of man, I have shattered the arm of Pharaoh king of Egypt. And behold, it shall not be bound up to give healing, to set a bandage to bind it, to make it strong to handle the sword. 22. So Adonai Yahweh says this, behold, I am against Pharaoh king of Egypt, and I will shatter his arms, the strong one, and the shattered one. And I will cause the sword to fall out of his hand. 23. And I will scatter Egypt among the nations, and will sow them through the lands. 24. And I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon and put my sword in his hand. But I will shatter the arms of Pharaoh, and he will groan with the groaning of the slain before him. 25. But I will make the arms of the king of Babylon stronger, and the arms of Pharaoh shall fall. And they shall know that I am Yahweh when I put my sword into the king of Babylon's hand. And he will stretch it against the land of Egypt. 26. And I will scatter Egypt among the nations and disperse them among the lands. And they shall know that I am Yahweh.
Chapter 31.
1. And it happened in the 11th year, in the third month, on the first of the month, the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 2. Son of man, speak to Pharaoh king of Egypt and to his host, to whom are you like in your greatness? 3. Behold, Assyria was like a cedar in Lebanon with fair branches and forest shade and exalted in height, and his top was among the thick boughs. 4. The waters made him great and the deep made him high with her rivers, going all around her planting, and she sent out her channels to all the trees of the field. 5. On account of this, his height was lifted up above all the trees of the field, and his boughs were multiplied, and his branches became long in his sending, because of the many waters. 6. All the birds of the heavens nested in his boughs, and under his branches all the beasts of the field gave birth, and in his shadow dwelt all great nations. 7. And he was fair in his greatness, in the length of his branches. 4. His root was to many waters. 8. The cedars did not overshadow him in the garden of Elohim. The fir trees were not like his boughs, and the plane trees were not like his branches. Every tree in the garden of Elohim was not like him in its beauty. 9. I have made him beautiful by his many branches, and all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of Elohim envied him. 10. So Adonai Yahweh says this, because you were exalted in height, and he has set his top among the thick boughs, and his heart is lifted up in his height. 11. So I have given him into the mighty hand of the nations. Surely, he shall deal with him, I have expelled him for his evil. 12. And strangers have cut him off, the fearful of the nations, and have left him. His branches have fallen on the mountains and in all the valleys, and his boughs have been broken in all the ravines of the land. And all the people of the land have gone from his shadow and have left him. 13, all the birds of the heavens shall dwell on his ruin, and on his branches shall be all the beasts of the field. 14, in order that all the trees by the waters may not be exalted in their height, and do not give their top among the thick boughs, and do not stand up in their mighty exaltation, all drinking waters. For all of them are given to death to the earth's lowest parts, in the midst of the sons of men, with those going down into the pit. 15, so says Adonai Yahweh, in the day he went down to Sheol, I caused the morning. I covered the deep over him, and I held back her rivers, and many waters were restrained. And I darkened Lebanon on him, and all the trees of the field wilted away because of him. 16, I made the nations shake at the sound of his fall when I made him go out to Sheol with those going down into the pit. And all the trees of Eden shall be cheered in the earth's lowest parts, the choice and best of Lebanon, all that drink waters. 17, they also went down with him into Sheol, to the slain of the sword, even his arm, who dwelt in his shadow in the midst of the nations. 18, to whom are you like in glory and greatness among Eden's trees? Yet you shall go down with the trees of Eden to the earth's lowest parts. You shall lie amidst the uncircumcised with the slain of the sword. He is Pharaoh and all his host, declares Adonai Yahweh.
Chapter 32.
1. And it happened in the 12th year, in the 12th month, on the first of the month, the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 2. Son of man, lift up a lament over Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say to him, you were like a young lion of the nations, and you were like a monster in the seas. And you burst forth in your rivers and stirred up the waters with your feet and fouled their rivers. 3. So says Adonai Yahweh, and I will spread out my net over you with an assembly of many peoples, and they will make you go up in my net. 4. Then I will leave you on the land, I will hurl you on the face of the field and will make all the birds of the heavens to dwell on you, and I will fill the beasts of all the earth from you. 5. And I will put your flesh on the mountains and fill the valleys with your heap. 6. And I will water the land with the discharge of your blood, to the mountains, and the ravines shall be full of you. 7. And I will cover the heavens when I quench you, and I will darken their stars. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give its light. 8. I will darken all the luminaries of light in the heavens over you and will give darkness on your land, declares Adonai Yahweh. 9. I will also vex the heart of many peoples when I bring your breaking among the nations, to the lands which you have not known. 10. And I will make many people appalled at you, and their kings will be horribly afraid at you, when I make my sword fly before their faces. And they shall quake at every moment, each man for his own life, in the day of your fall. 11. For so says Adonai Yahweh, the sword of the king of Babylon shall come on you. 12. By the swords of the mighty I will make your host fall, by the fearful of the nations, all of them. And they shall spoil the pride of Egypt, and all its hosts shall be destroyed. 13. I will also destroy all her beasts from on the great waters, and the foot of man shall not stir them any longer, and the hoofs of beasts shall not stir them up. 14. Then I will make their waters sink and cause their rivers to go down like oil, says Adonai Yahweh. 15. When I shall make the land of Egypt a ruin, and the land shall be wasted of its fullness when I shall strike all those who dwell in it, then they shall know that I am Yahweh. 16. This is a lamentation, and they shall lament her, the daughters of the nations shall lament her. Over Egypt and over all her multitude, they shall lament her, declares Adonai Yahweh. 17. And it happened in the 12th year, in the 15th of the month, the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 18. Son of man, wail over the host of Egypt, and bring it down, her and the daughters of the majestic nations, to the earth's lowest parts, with those going down to the pit. 19. Then whom are you more lovely? Go down and be laid with the uncircumcised. 20. They shall fall in the midst of the slain of the sword. She is given to the sword, they draw her and all her multitudes. 21. The strong of the mighty shall speak to him from the midst of Sheol. They went with his helpers, they, the uncircumcised, lie slain by the sword. 22. There is Assyria and all her assembly. All around him are his graves, all of them are slain, fallen by the sword. 23. Of whom are given her graves in the recesses of the pit, and her assembly is all around her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, because they gave terror in the land of the living. 24. There's Elam and all her multitude around her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, who went down uncircumcised into the earth's lowest parts, who gave their terror in the land of the living. Yet they bore their shame with those going down to the pit. 25. In the midst of the slain they have put a bed for her, with all her multitude. Her graves are all around him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Though their terror was given in the land of the living, yet they have borne their shame with those going down to the pit, he is put among the slain. 26. There is Meshech, Tubal, and all her multitude. All around him are her graves, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword, though they gave their terror in the land of the living. 27. And they shall not lie with the mighty of the uncircumcised who are fallen, who have gone down to Sheol with their weapons of war. And they have put their swords under their heads, but their iniquities shall be on their bones, though the terror of the mighty was in the land of the living. 28. And you shall be broken in the midst of the uncircumcised and shall lie with the slain by the sword. 29. There is Edom, her kings, and all her rulers, who in their might are given to be with the slain of the sword. They shall lie with the uncircumcised, and with those going down to the pit. 30. These are the rulers of the north, all of them, and all the Sidonians, who have gone down with the slain in their terror. They are ashamed of their might. And they lie uncircumcised with those slain by the sword, and bear their shame with those going down to the pit. 31. Pharaoh shall see them and be cheered over all his multitude, those slain by the sword, Pharaoh and all the army, declares Adonai Yahweh. 32. For I have put his terror in the land of the living, but he will be laid among the uncircumcised, with those slain by the sword, Pharaoh and all his multitude, declares Yahweh.